Lesson 8F. Unstoppable. 1. The cyclist.
In 1976, at the age of 15, Christian Hetik had a serious car accident. He lost his left arm and his left leg. For the next few years, he found it very difficult to live with his disability. But in 1984, he saw a man with one leg cycle up a steep hill. "I can do that," he thought, and he learnt to cycle. It was really difficult. He fell off his bike many times, but he kept trying. In 1985, he began to compete in races for disabled cyclists. His ambition was to compete in the Paralympic Games in Sydney in 2000, and he trained hard to be in the French team. But then the rules for the competition changed, and Christian could not take part because his disability did not match the new rules. So Christian found a new challenge, cycling up mountains. Now he competes in mountain races and cycles around 27,000 kilometres every year.
2. The racing driver.
British driver Mike Newman enjoys breaking speed records. For example, in 2013, he broke two, the land speed and the water speed records. This achievement is more amazing because Mike cannot see. He was born with a serious eye disease and became completely blind at the age of 8. For many years, Mike did not think it was possible to take part in motorsports. But at the age of 40, he started riding motorbikes, and then he tried cars. "I love the engines, the smells, the noises which come with it," he says. He set new land speed records in 2003 and 2005, but in 2010, Metin Sentürk, a blind Turkish pop star, went faster. So, in 2013, Mike had to set a new record. It is very difficult and dangerous. Imagine driving a car at 300 kilometres per hour with your eyes closed. When he isn't breaking records, Mike runs a charity called Speed of Sight. The charity helps other blind people to take part in motorsports.
3. The skier.
Alana Nichols was a very sporty child. She loved volleyball and basketball. As a teenager, Alana's ambition was to study sports at university. But then, at the age of 17, she broke her back in a serious snowboarding accident. She couldn't walk. For 2 years, she did not know what to do with her life. But at the age of 19, she discovered a new sport, wheelchair basketball. She became part of the national team for the USA, and in 2008, they won a gold medal at the Paralympics in Beijing. Alana realised that other sports were possible for her too. She tried surfing and kayaking. Then she tried skiing. She trained hard and became part of the American Paralympic team. At the 2010 Winter Paralympics, she became the only athlete to win gold medals at the Summer and Winter Paralympic Games, when she won 4 medals for skiing, 2 gold, a silver and a bronze. Then, in 2014, she won another silver medal at the Winter Games.